Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Time to take a look at elevating a business brand. And this is something that we do when we speak to entrepreneurs all the time. You build a business, you solve for an idea, you provide a service, and it becomes your passion. You apply the hours, the time, ensure that you understand the vision, build the team around it, and of course, execute effectively on the operations. But how is it that you can share the messaging, the meaning, the purpose, the structure, and objective of your brand meaningfully by elevating it and making sure that the market, whether it's your customers, your other stakeholders, are all fully aware of what it is that you're building, why, and how? Someone who's going to help us address some of these key questions is the head of brand strategy and sponsorships at Liberty, Maria Bostander, who joins us now on the show. Welcome to the show. I hope I've correctly pronounced your name and last name.
Hi, Gugu. Thank you. It's Maria Bostander. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much, Maria. Appreciate the correction there, too. I guess let's start with first things first. When it comes to actually building a brand for a business, sometimes I guess we need to make sure that we stick to the basics, because building the business is one thing, but building the business brand can sometimes be a bit conflicting for us, where it gets lost in either the individual behind the company or just talking about what it is you do without really sharing an ethos and a purpose to it. So help us understand how we navigate our way through the murky water.
So from a brand point of view, you know, we look at building a brand, it is quite exciting. But it's also important not just to look at building a brand, but it's also important to look at how we maintain a brand. So it's equally important. So just looking at how it differs for different organizations. So whether it's a small business or a new SME that will have a new canvas to build from versus a 67-year-old business like Liberty. But for us, as an example, we've had to do a lot of active listening to invigorate and refresh our brand. But for main brands and for most businesses, it's really about being a conscious brand and being alive to the issues that are really that really matter to people and to being relevant.
So where do we start? Does it just, you know, come out from creating a cool logo with nice colors, making sure you have a sexy tagline, and then thinking Bob's your uncle?
No, you know what I always say is we always need to leave the world better than how we found it.
Yes.
I think everyone knows that quote, right? So from a business point of view, I think it's important to know that, you know, brands are not just the cool and sexy logos and personas out there. It's really built around finding solutions for real, you know, issues or problems. So brands are really built when we can find a solution for, you know, a real issue. Or to add value to someone's life. And I think that's really where it starts from. So once you understand how you can add value, you understand what your core benefit is. And I think once you understand that, you are able to carve your real identity and to really understand how you can create distinction, even if it's in a saturated market. And that's where you start in looking at how you identify. What's really important is that you need to be authentic to who you are, whether it's a man-owned business, like a brand like Liberty that was started by Donald Gordon, or if it is a brand like Mud and Bean, you know, that is then built on almost like a made-up story. But it's important that you stay true to what you stand for and how you appeal and resonate to your audience. And that's when you start building, you know, your identity, your colors, how you resonate to your audience. And most importantly, when you look at what your competitor landscape looks like, it's how you create a distinction for yourself. And that's when the 60 work starts. What does the logo look like? What is your tonality? What do you look like? What is your experience, etc.? So, yeah.
You're right. That's all the stuff that you get to once you've been able to elaborate what the genesis and the ethos and the, really what's at the nucleus of the brand. But help us unpack, you know, how you've actually witnessed how brands have been evolving these days. Because so often when I actually think about brands or speak to brand strategists, they always tell you that, you know, marketing is what you see, but a brand is really a feeling. And there's certain brands that when you think about it, you know, there's a certain nostalgia or an attachment to them because of the experiences of the feeling that you have. But talk to us about the evolution of how brands have developed and what lessons we as entrepreneurs can learn from this.
Absolutely. So I think the one thing that we must remember, I think this brand strategy is not just about the theory behind it. It is really about creating that consistency so that people can associate a specific aspect to your brand, whether it is an experience or a feeling like you mentioned. But even with that, you're absolutely clear what you want people to associate to your brand. So it's important more than ever for brands to be socially and culturally conscious because trust in brands have really, really dwindled over time. So it's important for brands to really lead with humanity. So I think what we need to look at here when we look at evolving brands or when we think of how we want to identify these brands is that we need to be clear what we want to stand for. And I think what is important is that it's not about the business. It's about the impact that we can have on people and that you evolve your brand and your identity, your people experience. And I think it always starts with, I think the one thing that we forget about is that it starts internally. What people actually experience about your brand is the people that work at the company itself. That's very important. So as much as the corporate identity, the logo, the colors, what the building looks like, etc., it is important that you look at the holistic experience and what people will get to experience about the brand. So you have to look at all of those such things. And you need to be quite deliberate with how you navigate all of the touch points and how, you need to be quite deliberate with how you deliver that experience. So you need to be quite in touch with your consumer, understand exactly what their needs are, understand exactly what the experiences are, and also, again, just going back to the distinction, also understand what the competitive landscape is so that you can create that distinction for your own brand.
And I think that distinction is also necessary depending on the kind of sector you're in, right? And that's probably the difficulty for many entrepreneurs. If you're in the services space, you know, it's easy to attach an emotion to it. But perhaps if in more industrial sectors, you know, you in mining, in industrial sectors, in, you know, construction, in cleaning, it tends to be very difficult to actually elaborate what the brand and the brand story actually is. So guide us, especially as entrepreneurs who tend to navigate this journey with difficulty.
So I think it goes back to just understanding what are the pain points. You know, we don't have to always solve the world's problems, you know, from a business point of view. Understand what are the small things that we can resolve at a business level. And I think from an SME point of view, really understand what are the day-to-day things that your clients, your customers would really want to look at, and how do you create that into a competitive advantage that you could own as a brand or a business. And I think that's really what you need to look at. It's not always the big and theoretical things that we tend to look at. You know, I think from a brand strategy point of view, as much as it's marketing and it becomes quite technical, but what we always look at is the consumer. It's the human. We look at real insights and what really matters to people. Whether it's a brand like Liberty or if it's an FMCG brand or whether it's a construction brand, doesn't matter what it is, you need to look and understand your audience and listen, watch them, have conversations with your clients and your customers. And again, I'm going to go back to the people that work for your company, whether it's a two-man band or whether we have 5,000 people in your company. Mm-hmm. Listen to the people in your company. Listen to your call centers, pick up the phones, you know, have the coffees with your customers and clients and have the conversations. Understand what really matters to them and use that today as a competitive advantage.
Got you. And just before we do let you go, Marie, I do think it's important as well for us to understand perhaps how often we need to look at the evolution of a brand. And a debate that often happens, especially within big corporates at a C-suite level, is the financial measurement of brand equity versus, I guess, you know, how you measure the what metric you use to measure brand equity successfully. So is it financial, or are there other ways of actually determining what that value is, and even if it's perceived value? And how that might translate to smaller businesses too.
Yes. So, look, I think from a larger corporate case, a metric that we do look at is the brand health tracker, and it is designed based on our specific insights that matters to our industry and what matters to our clients, and it is obviously linked to our brand strategy and what matters to our clients. Specifically, and just to create that distinction. And it's really about maintaining that competitive edge in the market. But I'm going to go back to what I've said before. Listening to what people are saying, listening to your clients, listening to your employees, understanding the customer journey that they are going through on a daily basis, and really understanding what people are saying. I think what really helps is that there's social media. People are really open and honest with their feelings, and they share what makes them happy, and they definitely share a lot more what doesn't make them happy. And it goes back to us as brands and businesses to really understand what are we going to do about that feedback, how quickly are we going to respond to that feedback, whether it's positive or negative. And again, what's most important is that we need to understand what's happening in the competitive landscape so that we remain competitive. So just understanding from an evolution point of view, goes back to strategy. At a strategic level, we are quite clear what our brand rollout plans are. We understand exactly how long it takes for us to entrench our brand in the market. We understand exactly how long it will take for us to break through the clutter and for us to own our brand distinction or our brand positioning. In our case, it is that easy. Do people associate your brand positioning or your brand tagline and the experience that they're getting with your brand or with your company? It's important that your experience with the client, with your brand or your company, and what you're saying in market, that there's not a big gap with that. So as long as you ensure that you do that, you don't have to rebrand. I think the one thing that we need to remember is that we don't have to rebrand for the sake of rebranding. Make sure that you remain relevant. Make sure that you remain competitive, and make sure that you listen. Not about what you look like at the end of the day. It's about how you create that connection with your clients.
100%. Such a pleasure speaking to you, Marie. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, Gugu.
Thank you.
Have a lovely evening.
And to you too. Thanks for sharing the lessons with us. That's Marie Bostander, who is the head of brand strategy and sponsorships at Liberty. I beg your pardon, Liberty there. She describing the lessons that we need to be mindful of when it comes to elevating a business brand and some lessons. But all of it really goes to the core of your why. Why have you started this business? What is the ethos of it? What purpose are you looking to fulfill? Yes, you might just be moving bricks or perhaps just providing some kind of service in a very industrial and tough place. But fundamentally, you are solving for a problem. And that's where the elaboration of that solution comes from and actually speaks to the brand of your business and the integrity you look to instill.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.